As the minutes go by, the pressure builds.
I'm a little nervous. Nobody on the team is used to serving 8 people or 10 people at a time.
In a home powered by the sun, Evan Larson and her teammates from the University of Southern California are hosting a dinner party for their opponents. This is one of 10 competitions in the Solar Decathlon. From the food to the ambiance, everything will be judged by members of other teams.
For a main course, we have locally caught sole with beans and pumpkin.
While Larson and her teammates are in the kitchen, project manager Justin Kang is monitoring other parts of the house.
Quite stressful to see numbers and screens every hour.
The numbers come from sensors that record temperature and humidity. The team can earn points based on those numbers. Just a few days ago, Team USC was still finishing the inside of the home and checking to make sure everything works. That includes a sunroof that opens and closes with the push of a button. Each team had 9 days to assemble a house on the runway of a former Marine Corps base.
You'd be surprised that over a year and a half of seeing each other every day, every waking hour, we still have a very amicable relationship, and we like to go out together and we crack jokes, and we're very close. It's like a solar family that we created within our community.
That experience taught them a lesson.
In the real world, nothing's perfect. There's always glitches and snags. I hit it every day. Instead of complaining and whining, you have to roll with the punches and find ways around it.
With lessons learned and the house finished, it's time to show it to the judges and the public.
This is very inspiring, seeing this.
Most American homes do not run on solar power for good reason, says Richard King, director of the Solar Decathlon.
Cost is a factor, absolutely. And it's because you're buying equipment, and they're fairly expensive.
But a few houses, including this one, will become real homes. USC is donating this house to a family near the university.
I think it's very exciting to think about, you know, somebody just living in it, and it's their home, and they're super comfortable in it.
A California family will give this home a purpose beyond the competition and hopefully love it as much as Team USC does. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Irvine.
Move the plate. Give me a plate.